This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday Scott Mills Daily. We have another Google game where we always reveal a little bit too much about ourselves. We have a midweek dance called Bumbleo Wednesday. On Real or No Real with Greg James, did Ed Sheeran get refused entry at his own party? And Chris wants to be more like Tom Hardy. So treat us all to a bedtime story.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, this is Scott. So I'm thinking, let me know if you agree, Bumbleo after 2 this afternoon. Hope you're good today. It's Scott on Radio 1. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Today's the day.
In what sense? Bumbleo Wednesday?
No, you're going to Japan later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You keep forgetting. I've mentioned this to you like 3 times. I'm like, excited. You're like, for what? You're going to Japan.
It's kind of on, it's like a to-do list today.
Right.
Bumbleo Wednesday, bit of a laugh from Radio 1, Japan.
Yeah. That's not normal. I don't think you're ready for it either.
No. Maybe not.
You just asked me what the currency was.
That's not an unreasonable question.
Yeah.
I don't think you realise this, but not everyone listening, me myself included, have really travelled the world.
No, well, that's
you know,
why.
Like, I've never gone to Japan, so it's not unreasonable for me not to know the currency.
I get
it's
you.
It's all right, Mr. 10 holidays a year
all
or whatever
right.
is over there.
Calm down,
the
dear.
No.
I'm just so excited for this trip.
You're not going.
No, I know, but I'm excited that you're going. I'm so excited.
I am excited. I'm just aware it's a 17-hour plane journey today.
It is. It is, yeah, today. And stopping off in Korea.
South Korea.
Yeah. Just perfectly normal there. Going to make a documentary for iPlayer about the world's most extreme festivals.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen loads of shows about stuff that goes on in Japan. You're going to have a hilarious time.
Yeah, exactly. It's an amazing opportunity. I'm going to go out. I'm there for, I think we're filming stuff for 2 days.
Right.
So go there, hit it hard.
And an extreme festival.
And then come back and be here Monday.
Wow. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, so Chris and I tried to out-romance one another after I secretly recorded Chris ordering some flowers for his girlfriend. Did you hear Grimmy play these earlier this morning, actually? So this is Chris on the phone trying to order.
Is it okay just to write...
For his girlfriend.
Happy Valentine's Day. Love you lots. Would you say that... Is that soppy enough, would you say, or...? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, just put... Yeah, sorry. Love you lots. Love Chris.
After hearing that, I was convinced that I could definitely out-romance Chris. You'll hear what happened if you missed it yesterday after Martin Garrix and Dua Lipa on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I've asked you this before, I'll ask you again. Name one song not featuring Dua Lipa at the moment.
Oh,
no, you can't, can you?
That's
you
hard.
Can't. Martin Garrix and Dua Lipa, Scared to Be Lonely on BBC Radio 1. So yeah, Valentine's Day yesterday, we took it in turns to call a florist and try and out-romance each other with our message for the card that comes with the flowers. And then the most awkward bit, we asked the florist to read it back to us. This was Chris's attempt to out-romance me.
Violets are blue, roses are red. I'll be Tom Hardy and take you to bed. I'll read you a story about a magical place and I'll toss a sausage in your oven and make a mess of your plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that will work?
Are you positive you want to put that?
Oh, no.
It's lovely hearing them read it back.
And then mine.
When we kiss, I feel excitement like the thrill of a roller coaster, the sky filled with fireworks on New Year's Eve, or the rush of a waterfall. I need you like a butterfly needs its wings. If staying in your heart was a prison, I would accept to be sentenced for life. You are the only thing that looks good on me.
That is brilliant. Thank you so much.
That's no problem at all.
The full cringe is on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I definitely won.
Scott Mills.
Text you last night. Didn't text me back. What were you up to, please, Valentine's evening?
I was quite busy, actually.
Were
Did
you
I not
know?
Text you back?
No, you didn't.
That's not like me.
You didn't. And you were a little bit shifty when we said goodbye last night. Sometimes happens, I've noticed as well. You know, because often we'll just walk out the building together and every now and then you'll be like, right, are you going then?
Why would I?
No, you'll say that to me.
Right.
And then I know that you're up to something.
I'm not up to anything.
Well, why wouldn't you tell me what you're up to then?
Well, you're always so suspicious of me.
Well, I am.
You are. I'll tell you where I was last night.
Go on.
CBeebies. Sorry? Watching it.
Oh, yeah.
At home.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
Yeah, 10 to 7. You can imagine it, can't you? I've got like a blanket on me. I'm quite cosy. The wine's on.
Oh, yeah.
Nice and comfortable there. And settling in to watch Tom Hardy's bedtime story on CBeebies. Yes!
Well, seems lots of people did.
It did not disappoint.
And I spotted that you're not in bed yet. Quick, go on. Get yourself tucked up and I'll see you very soon for another bedtime story. Till then, night-night.
Come
night.
On.
Night, Tom. Only 3 minutes, but worth every second of my licence fee.
Was it, though?
Yeah, it was. He needs to do more. Like, I love his films on that, but could you do more of those, please, Tom? You're too big for your boots, though.
I'm not, though.
You are, though.
I'm not.
Stormzy on BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills with Sia coming up and Coldplay and Beyonce. Laura also watched Tom Hardy's bedtime story last night, didn't you?
I did.
And what was your verdict, please?
Well, who wouldn't want Tom Hardy telling you to get in bed and say night-night? It was
exactly.
Lovely.
Are you a normal viewer of CBeebies? Do you have kids?
I don't have kids, no. A bit too old to watch CBeebies.
Okay, how old are you?
25.
Right, so not something you'd normally switch on, but why did you do it last night?
Tom Hardy, innit?
Yeah, definitely Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
After dinner treat.
Who did you watch it with?
My mum, my dad and my sister.
Oh, right. Perfect family viewing there.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What do you mean you watched it with... So your whole family were doing the same thing, right? It's like, oh, let's all just watch Tom Hardy now.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't want to?
And I spotted that you're not in bed yet. Quick, go on. Get yourself tucked up and I'll see you very soon.
He knows what he's doing. So you're sort of collaborative perving.
Perving with your mum. That's a weird family watch, but I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Oh, it does make me think that he knows what he's doing, Scott. It's reading bedtime stories and being sexy. It's a business I should get involved in.
Yeah?
In fact, I've had an idea.
Okay.
Well, if this is what the people want, maybe I should give it to them.
Do you think this is going to make you sexier?
Maybe. I'm happy to give it a go, though, if you fancy it.
What, now?
I've got a bedtime story for everyone, if you're keen.
Okay.
And if it works, I'll do more of these and earn loads of money.
I think the factor that why it worked was because it was Tom Hardy. But if you want to give it a go,
no,
I'm not going to stop
well,
you.
Well, no, it's the combination of things, isn't it? He's looking sexier because he's looking like, oh, look at him, though, he's so cute. He can read bedtime stories.
Do it outside, though. Like,
yeah,
outside.
Oh, do it the same.
Go do it now.
Right now.
Have you got the story?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Right, off you go. I'll play Sia and I'll play Coldplay. That should give you some time to get down there. Oh, that's a great idea, Chris. I'm looking forward to it.
Scott Mills.
Okay, various comments like this coming in. Lewis in Shaftesbury. Chris, do not do it to yourself. This is a whole different level of cringe. Only Tom Hardy can get away with it because it's Tom Hardy. Please don't do this, says Scott in Bristol. Okay, let's head just outside of the BBC. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Scott. You're right.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm just, as you said, just outside the BBC. I'm sort of... I'm sort of mounting a giant plant pot that's here. So I'm sort of sitting up on there. There's no real reason why I should be sat up on here.
And you're about to do your bedtime story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just thought outside's better because the clip I saw of Tom Hardy's one, he's outside, you know?
Hmm.
Try to keep it the same.
Do you think this makes you more attractive to people?
Well, I'm going to try and do it as sexy as I can because that's what he did. I want to get in on this business. It just seems to be a thing at the moment, doesn't it? You read a bedtime story in a sexy way, everyone goes mad for it.
Well, they did for Tom Hardy last night. We got so many messages about it. People just saying it was amazing. Something for everyone there, for the kids and for the parents.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so, yeah, what are you doing?
I've got a lovely story slash poem by a man called Edward Lear, which is called The Owl and the Pussycat.
Right. Okay, so this is your bedtime story.
It is, yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know why I'm clearing my throat. In your own time.
Well, is everyone ready? I kind of want everyone to be relaxed for this, you know, and settle down. And...
Okay. Well, if you're at work at the moment, stop what you're doing. Just have a few minutes to chill. Close your eyes if you want, if you're not driving, and enjoy our bedtime story. I hope this doesn't make people fall asleep. Maybe you need to do a little introduction as well, like, hello.
Oh, like him?
Yeah.
Okay, I can try do something now.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
I don't know about you, but I really enjoy owls and pussycats, especially if your best friend is a dog. With that in mind, I will now read The Owl and the Pussycat. Tuck yourself in bed, pour yourself a glass of wine.
It's the afternoon.
I'll read it to you now. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a £5 note. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are. You are. You are. What a beautiful pussy you are. Little wink at the end.
Right, it's really probably quite crowded outside, is it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people are enjoying it.
How did that feel for you?
Yeah, well, say the same, I imagine, as Tom. The point is here, I know what I'm doing. Tom Hardy knew what he was doing, you know? I just want in on the action.
Oh, I enjoyed that a lot. Thanks for the story.
No worries.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Welcome back, Chris.
Yeah, cheers. How did it go down?
Excellent work. Yeah, some people are saying actually better than Tom Hardy's, including Phil and Becca, who was applying makeup at the time and had to stop. And also his Laura and Harry all really enjoying it.
Good, good, good.
Could be something in it, I think. This is Daneo, Jeremy and Dizzy Rascal, Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Where it begins.
I'm Scott Mills. In 1 hour from now, there will be a Google game. You can play along if you're at home or at work or in your car. We get the first bit of a question typed into a search engine. We have to guess what the most popular autocompletes will be. You know it autocompletes the end of the question for you when you type something in? That'll be at 3:10. What we've been doing for a couple of years now, well, more than that, is every Wednesday, to celebrate the fact that we're halfway through the week, we play Bambaleo by the Gypsy Kings. I can't even remember why we do it, but people seem to like it. Apparently there's some ridiculous things that happen in that film.
Yeah, it is pretty ridiculous, to be fair.
Like, there are gaping plot holes throughout.
Okay, good.
50 Shades there. I didn't mean to say that.
Thank you.
Ordering some flowers.
Oh, lovely pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are.
Bedtime story.
You are a complete vulgarian.
I'll read you a story about a magical place, and I'll toss a sausage in your oven and make a mess of your plate.
Beautiful.
Thomas Schaffernacker from the BBC Weather Centre. Hi, Tom.
Hiya.
One of my favourite songs we've made, Scott, actually. Mm. Do you remember when we got a gospel choir to sing?
Yeah, we do. Got there in the end. Come on! Give me your whereabouts now on 81199.
Let's shake it.
Come on. Reed man painting away in Huntingdon, still laughing at Chris and his bedtime story. I really enjoyed it. Ryan dancing like crazy with the racehorses in York. Luke from Bridgend, bumbling in work. Spraying everywhere in this spray booth.
Yes, queen. In the spray booth. Neil Grant, the prawn fisher again, Scott. He's on, bumbling his prawns off.
Loving that. Cameron and Aid in Chelmsford recovering from last night's antics at the Drake gig at the O2. Dion, Scott and Max in Coventry.
Bamboleo, bamboleo.
Halfway through the week. Lucy bumbling away at her desk in sunny Leeds.
This is a sweet one. Just coming home singing to Bumbaleo with new 8-week-old Labrador puppy.
Oh, cute.
Aww.
Bubs and Jim bumbling their barrels off in a brewery in Winchester.
Yes.
Bumbaleo!
I really need this today. It's been a long week so far, says Ed. Pumping his slurry in Wiltshire. Ugh.
Quick dab to you there.
Dab.
Oh, clapping.
Oh, God.
40 days.
And one more time. Jake, auditing in Essex, loving Chris's bedtime story. Adam in Stoke, fitting blinds. Jasmine in Essex had thought she'd missed her chance to bumbleo. No, no, no. Who else we got? We've got Codge and Switzer, the electricians. Bumbleoing their switches off in Eastleigh, yes. Dan in Yardley. James doing emails in the car in Stevenage. And San in Yarmouth. And I say to you,
blazing!
Can't keep my hands to myself.
Selena Gomez, Hands to Myself on Radio 1. Still got my Bumbleo echo on. Switch that off, eh?
I mean, I could, but why would I want to?
I mean, I could, but why would I want to? Hey, just think 4 hours from now, you'll be on that plane. To
True.
Actual Asia.
Yeah.
First time.
I'm off to Japan.
To make a documentary about the world's most extreme festivals, which you'll be able to see soonish on BBC iPlayer. Now, have you got your right plug adapter?
No, I've not bought those yet.
Oh, God.
That's all airport stuff, though, isn't it?
Right, okay. Any toiletries in there? Because I've been away with you before for weekends and there's no toiletries.
Nope. And okay. Money. I need to sort money.
Right, it's yen.
Yen.
Yen. How many yen to a pound?
Don't
know. No, don't know that. Do you have your passport?
Yes.
Okay, and
yes.
What city in Japan are you flying into?
I'm sure.
You don't know?
Oh, I'll find out.
When you're low and your knees can't rise, you feel helpless and you're looking to the sky.
I did a loop of this song last week. It was really getting inside people's heads. Don't loop it. Stop looping it. I'm not. Some people are going, stop it. That was the actual song. Untouched by me, Starly, and Call on Me.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Music from Little Mix and Usher and Circa Waves coming up. Kimberly.
Hello.
Kimbo.
Yeah.
All right, Kimbo.
The big K.
Special K.
I am big as well. I'm really tall.
Okay. how is it? What's going on?
Not a lot. I've just been to a farm with my son and some friends.
Just to a really? Farm there?
Yeah, it was quite muddy.
Okay,
half-term vibes, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And where's your son now?
He's downstairs in the living room.
Okay, what's he doing? Listening?
Well, he was playing with a marker pen, which I've just confiscated.
Right.
And now he's watching Peppa Pig.
He's doing his face with magic marker.
Yeah.
And your carpet.
Yeah.
While you're
doing
upstairs.
Your carpet with magic marker.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Kimberly.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Here's what I've got for you today.
I'm in the corner.
Come on.
Watching you kiss her.
Oh. I've chosen it before, but it's excellent.
I'm right over here.
Robin, Dancing on My Own.
I prefer the Callum Scott version.
Do you like... Said no one. No, I do like it. No, I do like it.
That's why.
I do like it. Sorry, Callum.
Actually, I can't even honestly say I prefer it. I like both equally for different reasons.
And me too. What you said about this one, the Big K?
Yeah, I do like that one.
Okay, but we've got another choice.
Fine, you can have that or you can have my choice, which is this.
Need to get back to the place.
Let's come.
Diddy Dirty Money. Featuring Skylar Grey. Don't forget that one.
And those weird women that came in.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
But we actually had them on the show.
But wasn't there an insistence that they came on the show? That was the only reason we could get...
Well, they were Diddy Dirty Money.
Oh, I don't know.
But the deal was you don't get Diddy unless Dirty Money come
that's
with
right,
it.
That's right, the Dirty Money had to come as well. So, tune, that's
They're
called
very
Coming
nice.
Home.
It's a bit odd.
Yeah.
So...
I-
What should I pick?
I think so.
Your job.
Probably best.
Yeah, sorry, Scott. It's Chris's choice.
Oh, yes.
I'm coming home.
I'm coming home. Right, the cops love send it. Their love and
no,
they're on their way.
No. It annoys me that you can play the siren sporadically throughout this. A lot of people who love this.
Absolute robbery. I can't believe it.
Just text it.
International robbery. I'm getting Interpol on.
Interpol?
Hello.
Do they exist?
I don't know.
Are Interpol still on?
Hello. I'm calling the FBI anyway.
Great who?
Yes?
No, great song. And you are 2-1 down at Bangers today. You saw loser.
You deserve the wavy siren.
I don't know how this one makes me feel.
How did Robin lose?
Because that's a great song. I hate how much of a bad loser you are sometimes.
That's me. This is Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
It's time for another Google game on BBC Radio 1 where we get given the start of a question typed into a famous search engine, which I just mentioned. We have to guess what the most popular autocomplete of the question will be. For instance, if I put in... What is the into Google? The most popular answer is, what is the meaning of life?
Yes.
That's what it auto-completes to.
That's kind of obvious, that one, I think.
Yeah. So we're now going to get a question at random. Play along at home. What will the most popular auto-completes be?
What is the best way to become...
Ooh, here we go then. So it always says a lot about you, this game, doesn't it? What's your first thought?
Ripped.
Right, okay. The best way to become ripped.
I don't understand it. I'm in the gym twice a week for maybe an hour sometimes, and it's just not happening for me.
Yeah, but...
What am I doing wrong?
Well, what's your lifestyle around it, lunch-wise, being truthful here?
Today, it's well healthy.
Mm.
But then I'm led down a murky food alley by you sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel that you're a bad influence. There,
right.
I've said
you
it.
You could say no...
But
for
I
example,
never do.
Last Friday, the massive burger that we had.
Oh, all right. Shh.
Right? And I just went for the cheeseburger. You went for the double cheese and bacon.
Yeah, okay. When
choices
I go...
like that right. won't help you.
Okay. I'm eating salad like two or three times a week.
You are? Yeah.
I don't get it. If there was a way of doing it really fast, would you do it?
Well, I guess that's the argument, isn't it? If we just really hit it hard for 2 weeks, we could become ripped, I reckon.
Not in 2 weeks.
Yes, you could.
You can't.
If you were constantly doing...
No.
What I mean is, if you were constantly doing sit-ups...
No, you wouldn't get ripped.
2 weeks worth, you would get ripped.
Oh, babes.
100%
you wouldn't. No.
Of course you would. Here's what I'm proposing as a way to get you ripped. You live a very comfortable lifestyle. You've got a lovely house. You've got money. What I'm saying you need to do... is you need to change your circumstances. And my inspiration for this is Mowgli from the Jungle Book.
Right.
Now, Mowgli is a child, but ripped. And I'll tell you how Mowgli does it. He goes, lives in the jungle. He's swinging from tree to tree.
He's on the caveman diet.
What I'm saying you need to do is change your comfortable lifestyle for a life in the jungle.
Right.
Or...
Is that how you do it?
If you can't find a jungle, maybe what you should do is move to the New Forest.
Right.
Be forced to run to work every day.
Okay.
Don't get that taxi. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then, before you know it, you'll become ripped.
Okay.
And actually, you can come to work and have the burgers with me. That would be fine. But then you run all the way back home to the New Forest and live out with the ponies.
That's a 2-hour drive from here.
And the rest of the time, eat off the land.
Right, okay. If you became ripped, how ripped do you want to be? Because I've
not
got an
too,
image.
Not too ripped.
I've got an image in my head. Like, do you want to be bodybuilder ripped? Like veins popping out of your neck ripped?
No.
Or like Tom Daly ripped?
I don't want to look. Tom Daly has gone too far as well.
What do you mean?
He's too ripped.
No, he's not.
I want to... we had a caller on recently and they said someone who is attractive, I believe it was something along these lines, attractive, good looking... But does look like they've had the odd pizza here or there.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
And is that the look you channel?
That's me.
Right.
Maybe a few more pizzas than I would have liked, but...
Okay, so I'm saying best ways to get ripped. What are you saying?
Well, mine's not dissimilar. What is the best way to become longer? And by that, what I mean is there a way that I can gain another couple of inches?
Right.
Just to see me over the line?
Okay. Where do you want to grow?
Well, because what annoys me is whenever someone says, how tall are you? I am never sure, but I think I'm around the 5'9" stage. I think it sounds more attractive to be 5'11" plus.
Right.
And I don't have a complex about it. Right. It just always annoys me ever so slightly on forms when I have to write my height.
Right.
And I feel that I should be rounding it up slightly.
Don't they have these stretching machines?
Well, that's it. And I'm not sure about those, legitimately. Sure. But here's a question. If I stretched hard every day, would I become even ever so slightly taller?
Can you, this goes back to mine, really. Can you do exercises to make yourself longer?
I don't know, but it's a great question.
Okay, I found what you need to do.
Go on.
You need to do the yoga mountain pose. Or you just stand up straight. Also, Pilates or swimming can stretch your body. Also,
But swimming can make you taller.
Well, you don't do any of those.
It does explain why good swimmers are generally taller.
Yeah, it does. Also, touching your toes will work. But you have to do it all your life.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay, so far we've got what is the best way to become ripped and the best way to become longer. We'll make a decision what we think the most popular answer will be after this. It's Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Right, time to make a decision on the Google game. We get given the start of a question typed into a search engine that rhymes with Woogle. Then we have to guess the most popular autocomplete of the question. You know how it finishes the question for you?
Yeah.
Today's question, what is the best way to become...
The more I think about it, longer's a great answer. Because if you think about the amount of people who'd be typing this in on the internet for a whole variety of different reasons...
Yeah, okay.
Do you see what I mean? It covers several bases, so to speak.
Several areas. I think my ripped one is good, though, because a lot of people will want to know that.
What about money-wise, then? Yeah. We sort of touched on it on the last one. What is the best way to become a multimillionaire?
Yeah, I was going to say rich.
Yes.
I mean, you think about this a lot, don't you?
Well, I wish there was an easier way to do it. How have you achieved it? Was it easy, would you say? Would you say, looking back, it was an easy thing to do? If you've got a talent, it's quite easy, isn't it? Because you just need to specialise in the talent. That's what you've done, effectively. See what you've done there.
Oh, dear.
Maybe it's getting good, and I've thought about this before, at stocks and shares.
Right.
That seems to be where the real money is.
Or get better at the radio.
There is that, yeah.
Yeah, see, two can do it, see? Yeah.
Well, who's that aimed at? Is that aimed at other presenters here who aren't multimillionaires?
What do you mean?
Well, are you saying that if they got better at the radio, they could be as rich as you?
I'm aiming this at you.
Oh, aimed at me?
Yeah.
Well, that's a terrible thing to do.
Well,
don't call me
a multimillionaire then.
Are you not?
No.
Oh, I assumed you were.
No. I'm ridiculous.
The best way to get rich, I'm not sure about millionaire rich, but rich at the moment, is to just say the opposite to what everyone else is saying. Do you know what I mean? Become a right motor mouth.
Right.
and do it publicly.
Piers Morgan.
I don't want to name names.
Piers Morgan.
Morgan. Hopkins. Do you know what I mean? You don't necessarily need to have a talent. You've just got to be gobby.
But I saw Hopkins in a cafe the other day, and she only ordered a small coffee, not rich.
I don't know if the size of the coffee indicates the size of wealth.
I think it does.
What, so you will always buy... a large coffee.
Well, I thought she would.
You don't just buy large coffee because you're rich. What I've seen from certain celebrities is that the richer they are, the tighter they are as well.
Want to mention any names?
Well, do you? We've discussed this before. You're not tight.
I'm not.
But you do thrifty things sometimes, which is odd. Like, you'll spend a lot of money on one thing and then look to save sort of 10, 15 pence on another.
Do you remember when I bought that set of 50 pens in from Poundland?
Yeah, exactly.
Pens for everyone.
No, but that's great. That's great. Anyway, I don't know if that would be the most popular answer on Woogle.
So we've got, what's the best way to become ripped?
The best way to become longer.
And the best way to become a multimillionaire / rich. What are we going to go for?
Well, as I said, I think the longer thing will be typed into Google for different reasons.
Okay.
I think rich, though, rich is probably the most popular, isn't it?
Should we say rich, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the best way to become rich? A teacher. A counsellor. A personal trainer.
Yes, we did it.
Yes.
I think
huge.
That's the first time we've ever actually got one right on the Google game.
Well, it seems to be top answer that as well.
Very good. Let us know how you did and another Google game very soon.
Scott Mills.
Oh, Chris, you're leaving me now.
Yeah.
Got to go get a flight to Japan.
It's like when you had to leave school early.
Yeah.
Similar feeling.
Now, let's talk about that case quickly. Is that a two-wheeler or a four-wheeler there you got?
I don't know.
If it's a two, then I want you to upgrade it.
Listen, I'm off to Japan.
Right.
I'll see you next week.
Right. Back on Monday, is it?
Back on Monday.
This is so weird.
Scott Mills.
Why are you still here?
What?
Why are you still here?
Just charging my phone for another minute, no more.
Okay, right. Japan is calling you. Konnichiwa. See you on Monday. This is BBC Radio 1, and Greg James is here. Hello.
Where's the other one?
Oh, God.
Why was he hanging around for so long?
Right, he's on his way to Japan. Mm. I think he's really scared.
What's he scared for?
I'm excited for this trip because it's going to blow his mind.
I would love to go to Japan.
So would I. But he gets stressed like going to Spain. Right? He's never been anywhere like this before.
I've just been to Manchester this morning.
Have you?
For the iPlayer.
Not the same.
I went to Manchester, he's gone to Japan.
He's going there via Seoul in South Korea.
Yeah, I went via Seoul.
Oh, Seoul, yeah, I used to live there, yeah. Nice, that's quite nice. He's going to get there, and obviously nothing will be in English, like nothing on any, like no signs. All the things he wants to buy in a shop will just have Japanese on.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be so good. I wish they were filming him when he arrived as well. I hope they do.
I hope so. But yeah. It's just like an alien just landing there.
It actually is. He doesn't know what to expect. I'm really enjoying it. Okay, here's today's Real or No Real.
Tiny Temper spent £37,500 on one pair of trainers.
Oof. Now, he does like his trainers, and at Big Weekend, I saw him with two Tesco bags on his feet to protect them.
Yeah, he did.
From the mud.
Yeah, because they were brand new wheels, weren't they?
Was that Norwich, I think? Yeah.
Yeah. That he does like trainers, and he does have a lot of money, so this does sort of make sense.
Do you think he's got a lot of money?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like a lot?
Yes.
Like millions?
Yes, loads.
Do you?
Of course.
Yeah, he smells rich, actually.
He does smell rich,
yeah, he
you're
does.
Right.
Yeah. I actually asked him, I hugged him once, and I was like, oh my God, what is that you're wearing? And he wouldn't tell me. I wouldn't be able to afford it.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, to me.
I'm not telling you, Scott, you wouldn't be able to afford it.
No, that's what I thought.
It's a little out of your price range.
Yeah. 37 and a half grand on one pair of trainers, though. I mean, I like my trainers, but would this be true?
Well, there must be some, obviously they're a limited edition, sort of special retro vintage pair of high top sort of situations, I'd say.
So he's rich enough, do you think, to be able to spend that money on a pair of trainers?
Yeah, he's probably hiding it away.
Okay.
I don't mean sort of for tax purposes. I mean, no, I don't mean that. I mean, he's sort of, you know, just, let's move on.
Yeah, okay. I'm saying real. What are you saying?
Real.
That one is real.
Great.
Okay, I found out that it was on his Music by Numbers documentary that was on Radio 1 a couple of weeks ago. He bought Michael J. Fox's original pair of self-lacing trainers from the Back to the Future film.
There you go, retros.
At a charity auction, but they didn't hover.
Funny that.
Well, I know, funny that, but I would have at that point asked for my money back. Thanks very much. Okay, we'll play Chance the Rapper and then More Real or No Real. Feel proper shortchanged every time I play that. 2 minutes 18, do some work. Make it longer. I would really like another verse and chorus, please, next time.
There's two of them on it.
Yeah, I know. Two people to make 2 minutes 18. Chance the Rapper and Knox Fortune all night. Here's our next fact on Real or No Real.
Ed Sheeran was refused entry to his own Grammys after party for the fourth year running.
It's definitely happened before, yeah. But his own party.
Is it because he keeps trying to bring the guitar in?
I don't know.
And they're like, it's not that sort of vibe, mate.
But I'm not being funny. Even if you don't know Ed Sheeran, and that's not many people, surely you would get the security staff to have a look at a picture of him beforehand, or what they do on reality shows sometimes for the crew, in case they don't know who the people are, they have them up on a wall, each face.
They tick them off.
And then they tick them off as they leave the competition.
Oh, God.
Because a lot of people wouldn't know who they were. So I can't believe that this would be true. Like, and how did it happen 4 years in a row?
Well, it happened once or twice, fair enough, when he was a little not as well known. But now he's everywhere, billboards everywhere. His music videos have been watched millions and millions of times, so people know what it looks like. So this is probably, and it's great if it's true, the security guards having a laugh now.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going,
it's probably the same one.
Oh, let's do it again, shall we? Let's do it again.
Do you think it's because he can sometimes dress scruffily, although not so much anymore?
Oh, he always dresses scruffily, isn't he?
What, still now?
Yeah, sort of, that's his charm.
Yeah,
it's
normal.
His thing, isn't it? He wears a sort of gap year necklace.
Yeah, he does wear a gap year necklace.
Gap year necklace. You know, I've just been to India teaching kids English.
Yeah.
So
he does,
that sort of thing. Daddy paid for it, though, too.
Yeah.
And he got me a car when I got back. It was so nice of him. So he wears gap year necklaces and stuff.
Yeah, he does.
And I think maybe that's why they just thought, oh, where's your tux?
I bet he was big into loom bands. Do you know what I mean?
Loom.
Loom bands. Ed Sheeran refused entry to his own Grammys after party. I can't see it happening for the fourth year.
Maybe he was in the queue playing Hacky Sack.
I'm saying no real.
I'll go for real then.
That one is real.
Oh. Yes. Okay, I've got it here. Yes, he was refused again. In previous years, the bouncers thought he looked too scruffy and didn't recognise him. No word on why he couldn't get in again this year. I think it's what you're saying. They're just having a laugh now. And finally,
Jake Wood, a.k.a. EastEnders' Max Branning, has been voted the UK's number one weird crush.
Oh, just EastEnders spotted alert. Mm-hmm. Saw Lucy Benjamin on the Central Line yesterday. Just reminded me of myself of it.
Who does she play? Ian's wife.
Yeah.
What was it? What was it?
Lucy
name?
Beale, wasn't it?
Lucy, I don't know.
Hang on, just someone's having a little Google. She's not still in it, is she?
No, it was quite a long time ago, Greg.
Yeah, but Lucy Benjamin, everyone knows. What's her name? Who was it? She played Lisa Fowler.
Lisa Fowler.
Lisa Fowler. Yeah.
I had someone on my show once who had a tattoo of Lucy Benjamin.
Thank you very much.
On her back. And maybe I took the mick a little bit, and then I met them one night at X Factor, and they weren't impressed at all. But why? Like, that's still there. Yeah. Unless she's gone to tattoo fixers. Why would you have, out of everybody in the world, out of everyone, a tattoo of Lucy Benjamin from EastEnders?
I was quite excited to see her last night on the tube.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't think she'd get the tube, would you? She's Lucy Benjamin.
Well, I think she's just going for a little Valentine's date.
Oh. Yeah. Max Branning, Jake Wood, one of the nicest men in the world.
Mm.
And I think that he would take that very well. And I think it's one of those where, like, I know so many girls that fancy him. But I think it's partly because of the character of Max.
He's quite... is he quite brooding, though, isn't he? Because he's a bad boy. So people quite like him because he's a bit like that.
But he's not really like that in real life at all. He's actually very pleasant.
Who else are the people that keep getting the weird crushes? Who are the ones?
It's always like...
Russell Howard's been it a few
Russell
times,
Howard,
hasn't he?
David Walliam sometimes.
I think Ed Sheeran's been a weird crush, hasn't he, before?
Yeah.
It's just sort of insulting, though, isn't it?
It's quite rude, isn't
it? Let's go, even though you're minging, some people think you're hot.
Yeah.
That's basically what
you'd rather
saying.
Not be on the list, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I shouldn't fancy him, but I do.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't you?
It's quite rude.
Stop being so shallow.
Is it Heat magazine that do this thing, isn't it? I'm going to say real. I think that he is the UK's number one weird crush.
All right, to make a game of it, no real.
That one's real.
True. So here are the top five weird crushes. Jake Wood, Max Branning, number one. Ben Champness, that shrimpy from EastEnders.
Right.
Ed Sheeran, Philip Schofield.
Do you mean Minty?
No, Shrimpy.
Oh, right.
God, you haven't watched it for about 10 years. Ed Sheeran, Philip Schofield, and Ryan Neal Clark.
Philip Schofield, that's not a weird crush. He's the Silver Fox.
I know, right?
Okay, whatever.
And the end of that round of Real or No Real, I got 20 and you got 20.
On today's show, at 5:10, we have Grimmy doing Rage Against the Arts Machine with us. And after 6... we're not doing the Mayor of Where, we're doing Where You At, Pat. We've got a Pat on the phone. And we're just going to work out where she is.
Okay, awesome.
That's literally it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you came up with the title first, eh? We're back tomorrow from 1. In for Chris on Innuendo Bingo is Matt Edmondson, playing against Joey Essex at 1:45.